This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iranian officials have dismissed new economic sanctions on Tehran. The country says the sanctions announced Monday put an end to any diplomatic path for resolving tensions between the two countries. Here's President Hossein Rouhani responding. He says the White House is, quote, afflicted by mental retardation. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Tuesday that all options remain on the table if Iran exceeds the uranium enrichment limit agreed to under the 2015 nuclear deal.
As we understand it from European foreign ministries, their view would be that it would be a very serious mistake for Iran to ignore those limits.
Bolton spoke at a press conference following a high-profile trilateral security summit in Jerusalem. Last week, President Trump threatened military force on Iran, but changed his tactic at the last minute, opting for sanctions instead. The measures are meant as retaliation for Iran shooting down an unmanned U.S. drone that Iran says was in its airspace. The United States says the drone was in international territory. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has made an unannounced trip to Afghanistan. Pompeo met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to discuss ongoing peace talks between the United States and the Taliban.
In my meeting with President Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah, we agreed that peace is our highest priority and that Afghanistan must never again serve as a platform for international terrorism.
Pompeo was on his way to New Delhi for meetings with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other officials. The stopover came before a fresh round of peace talks between the United States and Taliban officials aimed at ending the Afghan war. This is VOA News. The Trump administration's acting head of Customs and Border Protection is resigning. John Sanders has announced he will leave his post on July 5th. The agency has confirmed his resignation. His departure comes amid widespread outcry over the treatment of detained migrant children. Attorneys say 250 children were detained for weeks in unsanitary conditions at a packed Border Patrol station in Clint, Texas. The majority of those children have now been moved to other shelters. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner said Tuesday Palestinians must approve an economic pathway forward in order to achieve peace. Kushner spoke Tuesday at an economic workshop in Bahrain. He added that Palestinians cannot achieve prosperity without a fair political solution. Kushner, the son-in-law of U.S. President Trump and the initiator of the conference, introduced a plan offering $27 billion in aid to the Palestinians, most of which would be financed by wealthy Arab states. The Palestinian Authority is boycotting the workshop, and Israel is not attending either. President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet later this week at the Group of 20 summit in Osaka, Japan. It will be their first face-to-face meeting since trade talks broke off in May. A senior U.S. official said Monday that the meeting will provide Trump the chance to get China's position on the escalating trade war. President Trump signed on Monday an executive order that he says will increase the quality, affordability, and fairness of the U.S. healthcare system.
Prices will come down by numbers that you won't even believe. You won't even believe it. More price transparency will mean more competition, and the cost of healthcare will go way, way down.
Trump's order calls for patients to be told at the beginning of treatment how much they could expect to pay out of pocket. The United Nations says women's rights have advanced, but gender inequality and violence still exist within families. UN Women released its annual progress report on Tuesday. It says 3 million women live in places where rape in marriage is still legal. One in five countries have different inheritance laws for men and for women. And around the world, around one-third of married women in developing countries have little or no say over their own health care. UN Women has put forth an eight-point policy agenda that includes non-discrimination laws, accessible public services, and a path for women to generate their own income. And Stephanie Grisham, the chief spokeswoman for U.S. First Lady Melania Trump, has been named the new White House press secretary. She takes over for the departing Sarah Sanders, who leaves at the end of this month. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Voice of the